I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois has more than doubled its electricity savings through energy efficiency programs over the past decade, ranking first in the nation for growth in energy savings. According to the online Renewables on the Rise 2024 dashboard released yesterday by Environment Illinois Research and Education Center, the energy saved through these initiatives could power 2.35 million households for an entire year. In addition to leading in energy savings, the report indicates Illinois has seen a 119% increase in wind generation, placing fifth in the nation. The state is also ranked sixth for electricity generated through wind, solar, and geothermal sources. The Illinois Secretary of State's office is spearheading a multifaceted campaign to raise awareness about the dangers of distracted driving. The One Road, One Focus campaign is specifically geared toward educating teen drivers about the consequences of distracted driving. It includes a new requirement for teens to watch a video that details the consequences of dangerous driving behaviors during their learner's permit phase before they receive their driver's license. Secretary of State Alexi Janulius calls distracted driving the new version of drunk driving. He says they're committed to changing behaviors to make Illinois roads safer and to save lives.
People who engage in distracted driving are oblivious to their own safety, let alone the safety of others. And the numbers lay the danger out. According to the latest data, in 2022, there were 3,308 people killed.
The Secretary of State's office is also partnering with Illinois State Police and Illinois Department of Transportation to identify areas prone to crashes and designate them as distracted driver corridors throughout the state. Signs in the corridors would alert drivers of the increased risk. Testimony continued yesterday in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Capital News Illinois reports the jury heard how electric utility Commonwealth Edison went from preparing to file for bankruptcy to investing more than $2 billion in infrastructure improvements in less than a decade. On the witness stand, a ComEd executive said the company's financial turnaround was thanks in large part to a 2011 law passed in Springfield. Prosecutors allege Madigan helped to push that legislation after he began accepting bribes from ComEd. The trial continues today in Chicago.